Good evening. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is Harry Baia, your host on WEHC FM 90.7 FM, your college and community station at from Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance to play some of my favorite songs, and I have quite a variety tonight, including some spoken part that I think you'll find at least interesting. The first song for the night is one I often start the show off with. It's one of my favorites. It's called Spanish Dancer by Patti Scialfa.
Oh, mama, there's a Spanish dancer. Steps I follow when he comes near. The red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Still like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. But I'm still frightened. His arms and gathers them some fantastic tool that you should never be worthy of. But all those illusions trip and fall. He is just a man after all. Just like that Spanish dancer, I pull my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, just like that Spanish dancer.
That was Patti Scialfa singing Spanish Dancer. Patti Scialfa is Bruce Springsteen's wife and a performer in her own right. Quite an impressive performer, I think. The next song is called Cotton Fields. It's by the New Christy Minstrels. The New Christy Minstrels were very popular in the 60s. They sang mostly folk music type songs. They were a large group and did a lot of nice arrangements. This was one of their better ones, I think, at least the ones I like better. Cotton Fields. Let's see. I guess it's just called Cotton Fields. So here we are with the New Christy Minstrels singing Cotton Fields.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. And when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
I was over in Arkansas when the people asked me what you come here for. In them old cotton fields back home. I was over in Arkansas when the people asked me what you come here for. In them old cotton fields back home.
And when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
Well, it might sound a little bit funny, but you don't make very much money in them old cotton fields back home. It might sound a little bit funny, but you don't make very much money in them old cotton fields back home. And when them cotton balls again rock, you can't think very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. Yeah. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from the Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. Yes, when I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old.
That was Cotton Fields by the New Christy Minstrels. Interestingly enough, two of the New Christy Minstrels are people I've played songs by solos. Kim Carnes did Betty Davis Eyes last week, and Kenny Rogers I've played several songs by. Now we're going to jump again. That song was from the 60s. This next song is from July 2008. It's currently popular on the country music stations. It's called Already Gone, and it's sung by Sugarland from July 2008. The two members of Sugarland, whose names I have here, let's see, Kristen Bush and Jen Filnan. Well, messed that up a little bit. They wrote the song with another person, so they're performing a song they wrote. It's fairly modern, even for country. It's a completely different genre from what we've been playing. It's called Already Gone, and it touched me. It captures something about the way life passes by, and sometimes when you're in an ending, you realize it's been over for a while. I just hadn't ever really admitted it. So here we go with Already Gone by Sugarland. That was Already Gone by Sugarland, released in July of 2008, this year. A line I like, especially in there, is, "Life is a runaway train. You can't wait to jump on." Doesn't that catch what we do a lot? The next song is from, I remember it from the movie Nashville, 1976. I think it won an Academy Award. It was a big movie, a lot of stars. And at one point there was a quiet scene with a singer named Keith Carradine, an actor actually. And this is the only song he ever recorded that became well known. It's called "I'm Easy." It's a very quiet song. You kind of have to concentrate to get into it. And Keith sang it to a woman he was courting, I guess is the best way to put it. And so here we go with "I'm Easy" by Keith Carradine.
It's not my way to love you just when no one's looking. It's not my way to take your hand if I'm not sure. It's not my way to let you see what's going on inside me. When it's a love you won't be needing, you're not free. Please stop pulling at my sleeve if you're just playing. If you won't take the things you make me wanna give. I never cared too much for games, and this one's driving me insane. You're not half as free to wander as you play, but I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game. So that's how it ought to be, because I'm easy. Don't lead me on if there's nowhere for you to take me. If loving you would have to be a sometime thing. I can't put bars on my insides. My love is something I can't hide. It still hurts when I recall the times I've tried. But I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up any fight, because I'm easy. Don't do me favors, let me watch you from a distance. Cause when you're near, I find it hard to keep my head. And when your eyes throw light at mine, it's enough to change my mind. Make me leave my cautious words and ways behind. That's why I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Say you want me, I'll come running without taking time to think, because I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up any fight, because I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game. So that's how it ought to be, because I'm easy.
That was Keith Carradine with "I'm Easy." That was a love song by Keith Carradine, "I'm Easy." Here comes another one. This one's by Madonna. Madonna has her fans and her detractors. I'm a fan. This particular song was interesting to me because I didn't really know it was Madonna singing it at first when I heard it. It was in a movie called Vision Quest, 1985 movie about a young wrestler, a high school wrestler who had been reading about the Indian, American Indian thing called Vision Quest, where you set a goal and work for it with full dedication. And he was on a vision quest to win the state championship in a weight lower than he usually wrestled at. He had to lose weight. And a young woman moved into his house, just boarding there, I guess, and he kind of fell in love with her. She was a few years older than him, but he was in love. And it was a slow romance. It developed very slowly. And late in the movie, he and the young woman were in a bar, sitting around. It was dark, misty, kind of smoke in the air, I guess. And back in the back of the bar was a small band, a four-piece band, with a singer, and they were singing a song. And the song was Crazy for You. And it was beautiful. And after a while, I recognized the singer. The camera would go back and look at the band every now and then. It was Madonna. And she had no other part in the movie. She was just a bar singer singing a song. But the song was beautiful, and I've never forgotten it. So this is Madonna singing Crazy for You, which for me is from the movie Vision Quest. That was Madonna singing Crazy for You from the film Vision Quest. You're listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baya on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. I've talked about changes of paces, but this will be the biggest change I've had in any of my shows. The title of my show is Wombats and Music, and I think of wombats as the excuse to play different things when I feel like it, things that you might not expect. Well, the next one certainly qualifies for that. It's a poem, I guess you'd call it, a humorous poem, read by a man named Kenneth Boulding, who was a well-known economist, and I'll tell you more about him after the reading. I happened to be at a week of, it was called Religion and Science, I think, and Kenneth Boulding was there, and he did this at the, we had sort of a campers concert, you know, a variety show. Kenneth Boulding stood up and recited this poem. I liked it so much, I asked him to record it for me, and he did. And this is the recording that he gave me of Albert and the Lion. So this is Albert and the Lion by Kenneth Boulding.
By Marriott Edgar, recited by Kenneth Boulding. There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean. The waves, they was fiddling and small. There was no wrecks and nobody drowned, in fact nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they had lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches too. There were one great big lion called Wallace, his nose was all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now Albert had heard about lions, how they was ferocious and wild. To see Wallace lying so peaceful, why, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway the brave little fellow, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with his horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, but giving a kind of a roar, he pulled Albert in the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. And Paul, who had seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "Well, I am vexed." Then Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "Oh, what a nasty mishap. Are you sure it's your boy that he's eaten?" Paul said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." The manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Paul said, "Yon lion's et, Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too." Then Mother said, "Right's right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for lion to go and eat Albert and after we paid to come in." The manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse right away, saying, "How much to settle the matter?" And Paul said, "What do you usually pay?" The mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone, and said, "Now, somebody's got to be summoned." So that were decided upon, and off they went to police station in front of magistrate chap, and told him what happened to Albert, and proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame, and said he hoped the Ramsbottoms would have further sons to their name. And that mother got proper blazing. "And thank you, sir, kindly," said she. "What waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions, not me."
That was Kenneth Boulding reciting Albert and the Lion. Kenneth Boulding was a world-famous economist, developed a number of interesting theories. And I'm not going to read you his entire life, but I want to read you some quotes by him because they give an idea of what a brilliant man will say, and I find them interesting. Here they go. Kenneth Boulding. The world is a very complex system. It is easy to have too simple a view of it, and it is easy to do harm and to make things worse under the impulse to do good and make things better. Boulding's first law: anything that exists is possible. Theories without facts may be barren, but facts without theories are meaningless. Anyone who believes exponential growth can go on forever in a finite world is either a madman or an economist. Mathematics brought rigor to economics. Unfortunately, it also brought mortis. Economists are like computers. They need to have facts punched into them. We make our tools, and then they shape us. Nothing fails like success because we don't learn from it. We only learn from failure. There is no such thing as economics, only social science applied to economic problems. On behaviorism, that is considered wisdom which describes the scratch and not the itch. And the last quote by Kenneth Boulding, which is just the first sentence of a long paragraph, is, "We are not sent into this world to walk it in solitude. We are born to love as we are born to breathe and eat and drink." So I think he had a lot to offer this world. The next song is by Joan Baez. And Joan Baez, you know, was a folk singer who sort of blasted into the folk scene in the early 60s and has been a singer for 50 years. This song, All My Trials, was sung by a number of people. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Pete Seeger, the Kingston Trio, all were good versions. I can't say this is the best one. It's just one of the good ones. So here comes Joan Baez singing All My Trials.
Little baby, don't you cry. You know your mama was born to die. All my trials, Lord, soon chills the body, but not the soul. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. I've got a little book with pages three, and every page spells liberty. Trials, Lord, soon. and the poor would die. Oh, my trials, Lord, soon be over. It grows a tree in paradise.
That was All My Trials by Joan Baez. It was from her first album in 1960. Her second album, she had a song called Copper Kettle. Copper Kettle is a story of a moonshiner, and it mentions the We Ain't Paid No Whiskey Tax in 1792. It seems that there was a federal law passed in 1791 about whiskey tax, and something occurred called the Whiskey Revolution, and apparently the song is based on that era. So the group's singing, well, it's Joan Baez again from her second album. The amazing thing about Joan Baez to me was that she just kept coming out with album after album of wonderful songs. Often a singer will come out and the first album's great and maybe a few songs, but Joan just over and over came out with these great songs. And here's another one. So this was the second album from Joan Baez, and it's called Copper Kettle.
Just lay there by the juniper.
That was Joan Baez singing Copper Kettle. You're listening to Harry Baia on Wombats and Music. And I want to tell you that these shows are also streaming on the web. If you go to ehc.edu on the web and click on the WEHC-FM, you can get to this radio station streaming across the web. I've also saved these shows on a web page. If anyone's interested, they can contact me at hbaya, that's H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. I was in New York for 34 years and got into music. There was a folk music club there, the New York City Pine Woods Folk Music Club. And I was active in that club and used to go on their weekends. And one of the finest singers there was a young woman named Ann Price. Well, she's now not quite so young. Ann Price had, I think, the best voice of any of the female singers there. And Ann never became famous. She made some CDs, and I have her CDs, and I loved singing with her. And these are two songs from Ann. Now, Ann Price is not Joan Baez, and she doesn't have that kind of accompaniment. But nonetheless, I think you'll find there's something to get out of these songs. I particularly like both of them. The first one is a version of the Two Sisters song. It's a classic folk song. This is an American version. It has a banjo in it somewhere. Well, it refers to a banjo. So here is Two Sisters by Ann Price.
There was an old woman lived in the West, way down. There was an old woman lived in the West, way down by the sea. There was an old woman lived in the West. She had two daughters of the best. I will be true to my love if my love will be true to me. There came a young man a-courting them, way down, there came a young man a-courting them. He gave the young one a fine gold ring, way down, he gave the young one a fine gold ring, way down by the sea. He gave the young one a fine gold ring, but he didn't give the eldest one
Miller's Dam. I will be true
miller's boy, he came down at dawn, way down, miller's boy, he came down at dawn. For someone has drowned, I will be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Well, from her skin he made a banjo head, way down, from her skin he made a banjo head. From her fingers he made the tuning pegs, way down, from her fingers he made the tuning pegs, way down by the sea. From her fingers he made the tuning pegs, he carved the fingerboard from the bone of her leg. Play way down, only tune that banjo would play, way down by the sea. Only tune that banjo would play, although he tried both night and day, was I.
That was Anne Price singing Two Sisters. The more traditional version of that, they make a fiddle from the parts of her body. But in this one, they make a banjo. I'm kind of amused by that. The next song is also by Anne Price. She's also singing it. It's called Cotton Mill Blues. I worked in a cotton mill one summer in Lawrence, South Carolina, and I recognize some of what they're singing about. But it's not the reason I play the song. I play the song because I like the tune, I like the melody, and I like the way it bounces around. And Anne does a fine job with it. So here's Anne Price from her Hearth and Fire album, 1997, singing Cotton Mill Blues.
It's roof leak, door creak, bed soak, window broke, cat chase a rat, chase a mouse. If you ever want to see a man flip his spindle, make him live in a company house. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues. It's pinto beans, lima beans, kidney beans, pork and beans, pay every day you owe more. If you ever want to see a man flip his spindle, make him buy in a company store. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues. but I doubt there's room to spare. Well, if they get overcrowded and need a place to go, just send those devils to a cotton mill and they'll all feel right at home. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues.
That was Anne Price singing Cotton Mill Blues. She's playing a lap dulcimer for those tunes and does it beautifully, very simple style. We've had four folk music songs in a row, All My Trials and Copper Kettle by Joan Baez, then Two Sisters and Cotton Mill Blues by Anne Price. The next song is a big switch. It's a pop song from last year. I heard it on the radio and liked it a lot. It's by Graham Colton. It's called Best Days. And one of the lines in the song is that these are the best days of our life. And that's true. I think it's always kind of true in a way. So this is Graham Colton singing The Best Days of Our Life.
With everything I've ever done, I give it all to everyone for one more day. Another night I'm waking through another door I walk into I can't break. And it's a winding road, and it's a long way home. So don't wait for someone to tell you it's too late, 'cause these are the best days. There's tomorrow, so I say, let's make the best of tonight. Here comes the rest of our lives. I count the steps, the distance to the time when it was me and you, so far gone. Another face, another friend, another place, another end, but I'll hang on. And it's a winding road, and it's a long way home. So don't wait for someone to tell you it's too late, 'cause these are the best days. There's always something tomorrow. Best of tonight. Yeah, let's make the best of tonight. Here comes the rest of our lives. The rest of our lives.
That was The Rest of Our Lives by Graham Colton. Best Days. Well, it's almost time to end the show. I'm going to start a song. I won't play the whole part, all of it. It's called Sailing by Christopher Cross from 1980, and it's a very peaceful song. I think it'd be good to kind of close the show. I'll play a little bit of it before I say goodbye. So this is Sailing by Chris Cross. Been listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music, WEHC FM, your college and community station, and I hope you join me next week. I love sharing these tunes, and it's been fun. Good night.